The last text, text 2, which we discussed, it was stated that the Holy Name has come to save, really, the people of this world. It has descended from the spiritual world with one purpose. It wants to give pleasure for the devotees and for the ordinary people alike. Now, in the last text, in text 2, in this text, it was explained how Krishna gives pleasure for the ordinary people. And in this way, it will be discussed how Krishna, in the form of his holy name, gives pleasure to you, to the devotees. For the ordinary people, the great benefit of chanting the holy name is that even a slight contact will free them from sinful reactions. Did you see in Novi Sad, towards the end of the kirtan, there was a Serbian lady. She looked as Serbian as possible, dressed and so on. And she joined the kirtan for some time and sang with all of us. Have you seen? It was a well-dressed lady. And so for her, the result of this is that her life is now freer. The obstacles of sinful reactions are not there. She will most probably experience a much lighter life, much relief in her heart, and so on. But the holy name can give much more. It can awaken bhakti or devotion for Krishna for the in the heart of the person who chants this name. I think we as devotees sometimes feel that when we chant the holy name, that all of a sudden it seems as if a wave of bhakti comes into our heart. Have you experienced this? Brajabandhu, you have seen. I've seen you today. You were chanting, and you were concentrating, and all of a sudden, I could see you were moved. Is that correct? Did I see properly? Yeah, this is the gift of the holy name. It fills our heart with the nectar of devotion, the nectar of devotional feelings. So this. How this is happening and how it gives us knowledge how to approach Krishna, bhakti and bhakti knowledge, is discussed in this text 3. Now, I would like to chant it with you. As you have heard, these verses are sung in a particular meter, and the meter of this little long Sanskrit verse is Shikharini. Shikharini means a beautiful hill in the background, which you see in the back. Beautiful hill with nice transparency. Because devotees, when you see such a hill and from the distance, you are immediately attracted. Let me go there. Has this happened to you? When you come close to Novi Sad, you see in the distance, looming in the distance, the forest of Frushka Gora. And you feel, oh, I would like to explore this forest more. I would like to go to this hill. This is a normal human inclination. So this particular meter is a Shikharini meter. It's very attractive because it's like a beautiful hill that is in the distance and that attracts us. The reason why Rupa Goswami has written this information in this Shikharini meter is that just like we become attracted to see a hill with its little rivers and its little its plantation, so we should become attracted to the meaning of this beautiful verse, the context. So let us first chant it. I hope I can chant it. I knew it when I start before I started. Yes, I have it. Yadabaso Pyutyan Kavalita Bhavatvanta Vibhavo Yadabaso Pyutyan Kvalitanam Kavatvanta Vibhavo Dresham tat vandanam apidishati bhakti pranayanim. Dresham tat vandanam apidishati bhakti pranayinim. Janastad yodatam Jagati Bhagavan Namatarane Janastadyodatam Jagati Bhagavan Namatarane Kriti Te Nirvaktum Kaiya Mahimanam Prabhavati Kriti Te Nirvaktum Kaiha Mahimanam Prabhavati Yat Abaso Pyutayan Kavalita Bhavatvanta Vibhavo Yat Abaso Pyutayan Kavalita Bhavatvanta Vibhavo Trisham Tad Vandanam Apidishati bhakti pranayinim. Apidishati bhakti pranayinim. Janastad yodatam jagati bhagavan namatarane. Janastad yodatam Jagati Bhagavan Namatarane Kriti Te Nirvaktum Kaiha Mahimanam Prabhavati Should we do one more time? Can you feel it is... It is so nice to enter the tradition of Vaishnavism. It's so rich, it's so colorful, there's so many nuances. Imagine Rupa Goswami riding in Teh Kadamba under a Kadamba tree, and he's thinking, I want to glorify the holy name, and I want to now tell my audience. Which will outlive me. In hundreds of years, they will read my verses most properly because I'm telling such important information. I want to glorify the holy name by saying that he gives actually bhakti or devotion in the heart so that people can approach Krishna. And the best way to glorify him, to take a Meta, the Sanskrit Meta, that is like a beautiful hill in the distance, so that people will feel inclined to move forward and explore this subject in great detail. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful, no? I think we all appreciate. So, yad aba so pyudyang kavalita bhavatvanta vibhavo yat abaso pyudyang kavalita bhavatvanta vibhavo treshantadvandanam apidishati bhakti pranayinim samtadvandanam apidishati bhakti pranayinim janastasyo datam jagati bhagavanna matarane janastasyo datam jagati bhagavanna matarane kritite nirvaktung kaiha mahimanam prabhavati kritite nirvaktum kaiha mahimanam prabhavati. O Son of the Holy Name, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which good person who has done good activities in this world is able to properly glorify your lordships. The mere reflection of you destroys the powerful darkness of spiritual ignorance due to material existence. And again, this mere reflection of you grants vision about pure devotional service, bhakti, even to those who are blind to the truths of spiritual existence. So what Rupa Goswami here says, that there is such amazing power or potency in the Holy Name, that within a very short time you remove that covering of ignorance and darkness and make the eyes of persons who are blind to spiritual truth fit to directly experience the Supreme Lord through bhakti. This is a powerful statement. It says, upon chanting the Holy Name, the Holy Name arises in the heart like a powerful sun, and it does two things. It removes the darkness in the heart, and it also grants a vision of bhakti. It gives spiritual knowledge. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about the giving of spiritual knowledge with another example. He doesn't use the sun who removes obviously darkness. He gives the example of a moon. A moon does something else. A moon, with the rays of its soft rays, will open the lotus of our heart so that vidya, or spiritual knowledge is coming in there. What I want to say is that when the chanting of the holy name is done in seriousness, then Krishna gives you that type of knowledge which is required to move on. It will be in the form of an intuition which all of a sudden blossoms forth in your life. It was the famous American author Emerson. What? I'm thinking of Mr. Emerson. Ralph, what's his name? What? Ralph something Emerson. Waldo. Hare Krishna. He said, we all lie in the lap of a cosmic intelligence, but just like children who lie on the lap of the mother forget. They are just a little tupko, a little dull. We also forget that there's a tremendous cosmic intelligence surrounding us. I find this very nicely said, because in some ways we are all together with the super soul in the heart, and the super soul is able to give us spiritual knowledge and inspiration in the heart. I'm reminded of a section in the Bhagavatam which is always very moving for me when I read it. It described Vaidarbhi, the great queen of the emperor Maladvaja. After they had educated their children, both Vaidarbhi and her exalted husband went into the forest for a life of austerity and devotional service. So every morning, as one of the devotional practices, her husband would engage in meditation. I think you know that this is the third anga of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, and... Do you do this sometimes? It's good to think about this, no? It's what we are meant to do. We are meant for also meditating or remembering Krishna, no? So he was doing that. He sat there, went, did the few pranayams, which are also mentioned in Nectar of Devotion about that brahmana, and then went into meditation. So his wife, who was younger than him, would, after he had engaged in meditation, massage his feet, because he was becoming older, and this would bring him back to out of his meditation. He was very, very, very exalted and advanced. So one day, his wife came, massaged his feet as it was her regular daily service, and was shocked. The feet of her husband were cold. There was no circulation. Now, when death comes to someone, the circulation first stops in the extremities of the body, feet and hands. So by noticing the feet of my beloved husband are cold, she could see, oh no, he left his body while absorbed in deep meditation. And as she noted that now she who used to be a queen was absolutely alone without the protection of her husband, she broke down crying. At that time, after some time, she somehow got her courage back and she knew, I should give him now a proper funeral. And she collected some dry wood, made a pyre, and with great effort managed to pull the body of her husband on the funeral pyre. Crying profusely, her eyes red with lamentation, she was just about to set fire, and then most probably she would enter the funeral pyre and take to a voluntary death. At that moment, the forest opened and a Brahmana walked out and said, Queen, stop. She whirled around and saw a complete stranger. But the Brahmana addressed her, Don't you recognize me? Look, I am your unknown friend. Beautiful language, no? I'm your friend, but you don't know me as of yet. How can this be a friend? Listen how it continues. Both you and me were together on the lake of the heart. We were two swans. You were one swan and I was a swan. Does this remind you of something you have read before? A lake of the heart, two birds together? Who are the two birds? Soul and super soul. You know everything. I'm proud of you. Yes, soul and super soul. But then you wanted to find a home for yourself, means a new body, and you left me. I came with you, but I became your unknown friend. You did not know me. You have not communicated with me. This is the situation of the soul. We are here in the heart, which you can compare to a lake, and then there is the Hansa, the super soul, the Lord in the heart, and the small individual soul that is you. And it is said, when the soul turns away from its friend, it becomes totally active in the material world, trying either to enjoy or to solve its misery. Do you know this? Either you want to enjoy or you want to solve your miseries and your problems. Self-development course. Positive thinking and so on. But you have a friend, an eternal friend, a loving friend, who is always with you in the heart. And if you turn to him, surrender to him, and listen to him. Yes. You are surrounded with the Lord. You lie in the lap of the Lord. If you make a relationship with him, then that Lord will speak to you again. So the Brahmana said, please follow me, and I will bring you to your original home. It's from the Puranjana story. Some of you might remember, fourth canto. And I think it is a very nice. So Krishna, who has also appeared for all of us, ready to give us the knowledge, he has come in the form of the holy name. Now, when I speak about these verses to the devotees in the Hare Krishna movement, I always have a bad feeling. My feeling is they think, yeah, Maharaj, we chant, but for us, it doesn't work. We don't have spiritual knowledge. We don't feel the Lord speaking to us. We don't feel the unknown friend is activated in the heart. What is this? My dear devotees, in the beginning of your spiritual life, the Lord always gives a taste, because without that beginning taste, we would never ever consider to join a movement like our movement. We would not do this. We would not throw everything to the wind and leave even our martial art training and mountain bike fascination and record collection and become monks and nuns in the and be together with us. But as we are going on, the Lord is not giving us any longer this taste without us working for it. It's a little bit like a mother. The mother gives the young child sweet breast milk. But after some time, the mother knows now the child, it cannot always be fed by me. The child has to eat independently of me. And in this way, she closes herself and does not give the child any longer milk. She might even smear neem paste, bitter paste, on her so that the child will feel there's some bitter taste. No? So the same is done by the Lord. In the beginning, he will give us that incredible taste where we think everything and more is possible. And in 2 weeks, I'm a pure devotee. He gives us some confirmation, some sweet taste. But after some time, he expects every one of us to work hard, to work on our chanting, for instance, by avoiding the 10 offenses against the holy name. No? That is, to become serious in chanting means you look at the 10 offenses and you say, okay, criticizing of devotees, that's a no-no for me. I mean, if I have the service to lead devotees and correct, yes, then, committing sinful activities, thinking that the holy name will save me or that I'm all right, I'm a Hare Krishna, everything is okay for me, is no longer, that's a no-no for me. I don't even think in this direction. So the holy name of Krishna expects that of you. A new servant in the house of a master gets all the opportunities, all the facilities. But when he is for some time in the house of a master, the master expects from him, stop criticizing the other servants and do not no longer think that you can do anything and I will buy you out of the trouble. I will get you out of the trouble. No? So this is another analogy, saying the same thing. In the beginning, the Lord gives us the sweet taste. He gives us, so to say, like the mother nourishes the child, but after some time the mother expects, you're big enough now, you have to eat Grießbrei. That's what mothers give their children in the beginning, Grießbrei. Porridge. Eat your porridge. So on. Because the mother wants us to grow up. Because the wonderful master wants us to walk in confidence on our spiritual path. Therefore, after giving pure nectar in the beginning to encourage us, he expects us to grow up a little bit and do our part sufficiently. Then this works. And then you experience what many, many devotees experience. As they chant, everything becomes clear to them that they need to know in their life. And much more important than some guidance how to live their little life, small life, short life in this world, much more important, they get a very good understanding of bhakti or devotion. They get some very, very, very nice devotional feelings inside. And they chant, and they know Krishna is there. Today, after the class, I had still rounds to chant, so I ran out into the forest. I found a beautiful place and chanted my japa, and then somehow I desired, I need to, Hare Krishna, welcome. Then I thought in my heart, I want to speak to two devotees. I don't know if I will find them if I come back to the summer camp. So I chanted, it was my last round. Krishna said, Buddhi attentiv, no? Be attentive now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then I hear some voices. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Oh, now some people will come and get disturbed with me because I'm sitting on their table and they want to eat Serbian food and talk Serbian things. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Ah, concentrate, please concentrate. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then I open my eyes and see, wow, these are exactly the devotees I want to meet. And then the devotees told me, we first didn't want to walk this path. It's a long path, 3 kilometers. We are accustomed to driving cars, but not walking so long. 3 kilometers, nishta. Then somehow we felt, no, let's walk this path to the end. And I said, I just wanted to speak to you. And then we, three of us, understood. We are connected through the same Lord in the heart, the Paramatma, who directs us. I want to repeat what our Kadamba Kanana Maharaj said in one of his brilliant lectures. He said, I don't want to see the face of God any longer. I'm not qualified. But what I see very often are the hands of God. Beautiful, no? Have you seen the hands of the Lord? Jai Gopal? You look at Krishna Balaram. Oh, very nice, very nice. This is a good way to look. So, have you all seen the hands of the Lord? Again and again we can see the hands of the Lord in our life. If we are willing to open up to this relationship, and believe me, it starts when you chant the holy name in seriousness. Now, this is a strong point Rupa Goswami claims two things. When you chant, the inner darkness goes, and the Lord in the heart gives you bhakti tattva. No? It's a big claim, and it needs to be supported by Shruti. I won't get into technical analysis now of the Vedic scriptures. It's the original Vedas, Rig Veda. And his commentator, Baladev Vidyabhushan, found in fact a verse in the Rig Veda which says the same thing, that by chanting the name of the Lord, knowledge is given. Would you like to hear this verse? Om. Om. Asya.
Asya.
Janato. Nama.
Nama.
Chit.
Viviktanam.
Etc. O Vishnu, your name is spiritual in nature and self-effulgent. Thus, even though we only understand a small part of its glories, by merely repeating its syllables, when we just repeat it, we attain a refined intelligence capable of understanding the Lord. Beautiful, no? As we chant the holy name, our intelligence is made very fine, very shukshma. Shukshma, Bengali word, means subtle. And we are able to grasp the deep truth we get refined intelligence capable of understanding the Lord. Srila Prabhupada would say, drink milk every day. No? It will make your brain tissues subtle to understand. But you may not you don't become Krishna conscious just by drinking milk. You need to chant the holy name. It makes the intelligence even more subtle so that you can grasp Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, as we chant, this is a very, very deep point, all the glimmer of Maya then goes away. Therefore, the saintly persons are attached to your holy name.
Do you sometimes feel this, oh Maya, looks so attractive? Ooh.
Bhagavatam lecture. I can hear Bhagavatam lecture on the internet, or I can look at star craziness. No, Star Wars, I'm sorry. Let me choose the second. I've heard enough lectures. Maya glimmers, ooh, with so attractive things. Oh, huge Maya industry is in that. This is a glimmer. As you see, you don't become satisfied, but you need more and more until you become an internet, or let us say, Netflix addict. Yes, I know everything. Netflix addict. No, that goes away, and you think, no, I rather like to do some spiritual things. I read, I preach, I call my friends, talk with them about Krishna conscious questions. I do some seva, some exciting seva, some revolutionary seva, something which was never done before. I make Mr. Djokovic a devotee. Like, let me go on the tennis court and give him a Bhagavad Gita. We begin to plan like this because we get the knowledge which is necessary to get to the Lord. We get the knowledge to approach the Lord. We get the knowledge which we need. Oh, Danuda, going? Come back, yes, we need you. Hare Krishna. So yes, this is something Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that goes on constantly as we chant the holy name. So I would like to make now an experiment with you. Not experiment. I would like to make a guided japa session with you that you can explore this point if you actually feel bhakti coming in your heart and you come closer to the Lord. Are you interested? Yes. See, in my life, I have decided one thing. If I read a text in the scripture, I want to see how it is true by experience. I have changed. I'm not like before that I only like to study. I also like to see for myself. Do you think that's good or what I feel deeply in my heart is like a car requires fuel to go on. We devotees, if we want to go on our spiritual path without compromises, we need spiritual experience that nourishes us, that convinces us, that gives us that doubles our faith so that we are able to do more and more on the spiritual path. No? So, when I have given japa retreats, practically you can ask Gaur Krishna, we are everywhere invited to give the Living Name retreat and others. I ask devotees privately, do you consider your greatest obstacle in chanting the holy name? And it's always everywhere. It's in Russia I get the same answer. In America I get the answer. In Europe I get the answer. It's, Maharaj, we cannot focus our mind. And I have analyzed, because I know this is also certainly my problem. See, the thing is, the mind is faster than the tongue. Do you know this? You can think much faster thought than you can speak something. So when you chant Hare Krishna again and again with your mouth, the mind is much faster. It's too slow for it. It goes just anywhere and anywhere. It's a normal cycle. There's a normal explanation why this is difficult. And you can only focus really on the chanting if you know how to slow down the mind so that you can connect it with each syllable or each holy name. Does this make sense for you? Yes, no, middle, good. First of all, do you notice that you think faster than you speak?
Yes.
You can see this. Some of you, I was watching one documentary and there was English subtitles and people, the scientist was talking blah, 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 blah. And I was amazed. I could read the subtitle with my mind like this and he was still talking. Because the mind is so much more faster than the word is. Draupadi, you are with me? Therefore, it's very difficult. We say Hare Krishna, this we speak the mantra, but the mind is and then going. No, it's not something that means you're a bad devotee or you're just a normal human being. So what you need to do is to slow down the mind. Therefore, in traditional practice, japa is counted as part of dhyan. Dhyan means meditation, something you do with the mind. So we need to slow down the mind. Now, how do you slow down the mind? You can't even see the mind. Where is the mind, please? And can you teach us something to capture our mind? You can't do it with a hand like you capture a glass. How do I get access? How do I get control over the mind, please? Huh? No? Yes? Middle? Rivaye? This is a question. So what you do is to slow down the mind is a very simple technique. You first start chanting a little slower, therefore, and then you bring the mind only to one name, not all the other names. Let it capture one name, and I want to do this now with you. You don't need your japa mala with this, you just need your willingness to explore something. We will slow down the mind, and then you will see something switching in the mind. So I will request you to chant in one voice. I will give you the voice, how high we chant and all. And then I will start to speak to you. Don't stop, but just do the instructions that you hear. Okay? No stopping. Always continuing until you hear this sign. This means we are done. Congratulations. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare. Sorry, I made a mistake. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Please chant a little softer. Hare, yes. Now we will start with our exercise. Continue, please continue. Do not stop. Please continue. Our exercise to slow down the mind is very simple, but it needs a little mental power. So sit properly and bring all your attention to the first Hare of the mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The first Hare.
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
All your attention to the first Hare.
Hare, yes.
Use your mental power of concentration to go to the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
And again, the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare.
Again, the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
You can do it again. The first Hare.
Hare Krishna,
yes, very good.
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you very much. Now we will concentrate our mind not only on the first Hare. No, we will now concentrate our mind on each of the holy names. Do it like you read a book. Your eyes go from left to right, and again from left to right. And in this way, you scan each word in the book. Do this with the Maha Mantra, with your mind's eye, not your physical eye, but your mind's eye. Scan each holy name and be there with each holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Again, the one mantra.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Again, one mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
One mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One mantra.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama. One mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Now we will go a little faster.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Full concentration on one mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, this works magically. You slow down the mind by focusing it on one mantra. That's something which, one holy name at a time. That's something that each single one in the room can easily do. You just give the mind, the fast mind, a task that is doable, that the mind can actually do. And you will feel the mind is like a child. When you tell the child something which it can do, and the child comes and says, I did this, Father. At that time, the mind will feel, the child will feel so much success and happiness. It will smile, wow. In the same way, the mind, when you, it's like a child. No. So if we do this, give the mind a doable task, slowing down, focusing on one name, then very quickly it can do the whole mantra. And then, my dear devotees, the miracle starts. The mantra starts to work with you. I have discovered in my life the beauty of train driving. We often go in the train because in the train they come in time in Germany. And you can sit there. There is a non-talking zone, something which I cannot imagine in Serbia. No one is allowed to talk. And people work on their computers. They read literature. And they break the rule by talking. People are people. But usually it's very silent, and some people rest and sleep and so on. It's wonderful. I have an additional pleasure because my physical father is one of the directors of the German railway, so the son should go by the train, no? And so we go, Gokishna and myself, and we are very happy. We eat breakfast, lunch, everything. We listen to lecture, we read, and we chant japa. It's not so loud, but Hare Krishna, it's okay. Like this loud. And one can go to the bathroom, one can wash the hands. Some trains have shower, but I've never showered in a train. But it's very comfortable. So when they go very softly, very swiftly, 210 kilometers an hour, and very nice form of transportation, much better than the stinking airplanes and cars. Oh, cars. Cars are Maya. When you can go by train.
Of course, someone has to pick you up with the car. So you can't do without. But yes, so one thing I always remember, when the train stops, it will only stop for 3 minutes and you have to jump in the train. That's the only hectic moment in the train. You know, it goes very brittle. You know, you have to, and if you are maybe at that time wanting to finish your round while sitting there, or you are just eating something, or you're, then the train will leave without you. It won't. Wait, so the holy name is something like this. It is a train back home, back to God. It is a sound train, a train made of holy names. You have to get in there. Not that the holy name is here and you are somewhere else, and then the boat leaves without you. This is a traditional example, not of the train, but it says, "Oh, brother and sister, I know a boat which can safely carry you across the ocean of samsara. Who will go in this boat?" It doesn't say all the devotees will go. It asks the devotees, brothers and sisters, who of you will come in this boat? This boat is the boat of the holy name. Make a decision now, fast. Don't remain standing alone and at the gut and the boat goes somewhere. So who will go? The boat is the boat of the holy name will go. The outstretched arms of the Sankirtan devotees are the oars. Oars is rudders. And Guru Maharaj is the captain. Who will go? Who will stay of you? it's like this. It is a question. And then Lochanda says, I have a heart of stone. I have not gone. So yes, there is an open invitation in each japa session, in each kirtan session to you. It's, will you come in the sound vibration? Will you connect yourself? Or will you allow your mind to take you into the world and connect you with the world and stay in the world? No? Stay in the world. You have to, and for that you need to slow down the mind. Who is so much faster than what you say, and you need to connect it. I find out first Hare first, then you stick it there, and then you switch to the entire mantra, and then you switch to your entire round, then you switch to 16 rounds, then to 64 rounds, and then you chant the Haridas quota. But at that time, my dear devotees, it's no longer you who is chanting. It's no longer, I mean, yes, you're chanting, but it's no longer you who makes an effort. It's no longer strenuous. The mantra gives, like this verse has said, bhakti in your heart, and out of bhakti and devotion you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and you feel it's not difficult. It may be difficult with the vocal cord and with the back, but after some time when you have found out how to solve that, then that is also not difficult. So this is the experience of devotees, and Maya at that time loses its attraction, and you don't have to fight with material attachments any longer, because you have now developed another attachment, a higher taste. I would like to finish this session with a kirtan where you are invited to experience the chanting of the holy name
unfolding before you. Yes.
Please try now on your own, without guidance, to apply what you have just now learned. I request you to sit with your spine tall. The sitting position has a great influence on our mind, our moods. And let's do a few deep breaths to calm our mind or to waken up as you need it. In and out. Try to breathe out a little more than you usually breathe out. Center your mind. And for a moment, imagine you're alone or by yourself. Try to let everything around you very gently disappear. For a moment, bring your attention to your life, what you usually do. Maybe you work. Maybe you are at home doing nothing. That's also something. Maybe you drive in your car, your new car. Let everything gently disappear. You are by yourself. Your relationships gone. Your job gone. Your important responsibilities gone. Your desires for the future, for a moment, gone. You are absolutely free, Slobodan. You may imagine yourself sitting at your favorite place, maybe at home, or if you like, holy places, Vrindavan, at the feet of Giriraj, or wherever. You feel completely safe and spiritually connected. Become aware that in your truest being, deep inside of yourself, you are a servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you have been absent in that relationship. But your fortune has turned. You have met Srila Prabhupada and his followers, and you have come to understand that in your essence you are a completely spiritual being, different from your gross and subtle body. You have been inspired to take up devotional service to your spiritual master, Guru, and Radha and Krishna. If you wish, you can, in your mind's eye, go to Radha and Krishna on the altar. Go before them. Or you have maybe a favorite picture in one of these beautifully illustrated books of Radha and Krishna. And you will perform now the devotional service of singing for them. You will totally be with each single name of the Maha Mantra, focused. You can do this by focusing on one holy name at the time, Hari, the first name in the Maha Mantra, and after some time be there totally in the mantra, then let the mantra take you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Go lower, lower, lower.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.
Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare, 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 Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One last time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Siddhadhe. Gaura Prema Nandi Adi 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 Adi.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for taking part in this particular seminar and workshop. Tomorrow, I intend to do the next verse, verse 4, where another great secret of the holy name is revealed by Rupa Goswami. And then I will tell a traditional narration in which this secret was proven to be true. So hope to see you tomorrow, because it's a very important session. Have a wonderful day. The way it goes is there is now an arctic, and afterwards we are a little later because we want to have a film evening and a theater evening, and we need that the light is a little down. So arctic will start now. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Holy name ki. Go Premanandi. Hare Krishna.